One of my favourite times of the year is when lists start to pop up. Favourite albums, songs and movies. But what about words? The word of the year always sparks great debate. And here to unpack it all is linguist and host of the Because Language podcast, Daniel Midgley. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello.
There is quite literally maybe nobody more qualified than I know to talk about word of the year.
That's very true. I'm glad that you mentioned that about enjoying it when the lists roll out.
Of course.
Because I saw this, you know, I saw Collins coming out. And I had that Christmas decoration sensation like, oh my goodness, is this happening already? Mm-hmm. But I kind of enjoy it because it's like, oh, it's word of the year season.
Totally. I feel like we had this back in April when we did the 45 greatest WA songs. It's a list. It doesn't mean it's definitive. Like, you don't have to agree with it. It's just a bit of fun.
There's some weird ones on this list.
Well, there's a couple of different things that I want to talk about here. First of all, Daniel, how do these words get decided? Like, how do you become the word of the year?
Well, you become the word of the year, but by the way, you don't have to be one single word. It can be a multi-word expression. Sometimes they go by votes, like people vote on it. Sometimes they go by just sheer lookups on the website. There's a few here like that. Sometimes there's a board, like Macquarie, they get a board together full of smart people, and they sort of talk it over and decide.
Okay.
So there's a number of ways.
And there's a couple of different places to find word of the year. We're going to talk about a few of them from Merriam-Webster and Macquarie. Mm-hmm. Which one are we supposed to pay attention to?
The one that I pay most attention to is the American Dialect Society. I know it's got American in the title, but they kind of have a worldwide focus, sort of. And they're the ones that are voted on by lexicographers, word lovers. They all pile in together and argue about them and vote and fight, and it's really, really fun. And I've been there when they do the vote.
I was going to say, are there words, like, literally flying across the room?
The last time I got to go there was in 2019, and it was down to Tender Age Facility, which is a place where Trump imprisoned children.
Right.
And yeet.
And
it was just a whisker between them. And there were people passionately voting, advocating on all sides.
Was it like the yeets have it?
The yeets did not have it that year. And I kind of wish that it had, because having yeet as word of the year would just be so... Do people still say yeet?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I'm not on TikTok. And I feel like that's where a lot of the words that I've learned this year have sort of flowed into my other social media streams.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, I want to start with the Merriam-Webster word of the year.
Yep.
This one here came up. You mentioned there about sort of words that have been searched a lot, and this word was searched on the Merriam-Webster website.
Mm-hmm.
In 2022, it increased 1,740%.
Okay.
It's gaslight.
Yeah, it's an old one.
Well, gaslighting is the word, the verb.
Again, the American Dialect Society sort of unearthed this one in 2016. It's been bubbling around. Do you know why gaslight? Well, what is it first?
Sure.
Making somebody think they're crazy.
Yeah. It kind of like is that thing where you contradict what they've said.
Like if you've ever been in a bad relationship, you know what it is to have a reality fight.
Mm.
Where you argue over the nature of reality, and that person thinks, you're remembering it all wrong. It did not happen like that. I'm telling you this.
It's quite gross and uncomfortable, and I'm sure people out there will have a firsthand experience of gaslighting. This is an old word for me. I was surprised to hear that this was their word of the year in 2022.
Well, it's super old because it comes from a play, or was it a movie, Gaslight, where a man tries to convince his wife that she's going crazy by turning up and down the gas lights and saying, no, dear, they're not getting darker, they're not getting brighter, it's you. And I think that there is a political context of this being used in, because in the authoritarian right wing is trying to convince you that you're not seeing what you're seeing. And
right.
So I think it's kind of extending a bit. Like you think of it as a relationship thing, but it could also be just somebody lying to you and trying to make you think that you're wrong. And so there's a podcast, Gaslit Nation, by Sarah Kendzior and Andrea Chalupa, which is really good. So it's coming into a political context as well, but it still has that interpersonal dimension.
It's interesting because you said it's like lying there. And to me, when I think about politics, gaslighting isn't usually the word that would come to mind. It is kind of just straight up lying. Is there a difference?
It is, but there's also the aspect of, like, politicians sometimes lie, but there's this sculpting of reality or this attempt to set the record a certain way, which is typical of gaslighting.
And I guess if you have been keeping up with U.S. politics in the last, many years are we counting now?
I broke up with America a while ago.
So sad to hear.
I said this on Because Language. I said, it's like, America is like the ex that's not doing well.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, we just had an election. We voted a lot of teal candidates in, a lot of progressives. How are you doing? Oh, really? No. Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
You need to cut ties, but also want to make sure they're okay.
It's okay. They have people to talk to.
Okay.
They have people in their world. They have Canada. Right. They can talk to Canada.
It's interesting because Merriam-Webster also said that sometimes the word of the year comes about for them when there's like a recent event that draws a spike in search terms, and they couldn't put it down to any particular event in 2022.
No.
Which is kind of surprising given the context of what we've just described about the political sort of nature of the word.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. The one that was really driven by a spike, by the way, was Cambridge's word of the year, Homer, a home run in baseball.
Oh.
Well, that was a Wordle word.
Oh, okay.
So everyone looked it up. It's like, is that a Homer? I thought that was like Mr. Simpson or poet.
I can't believe that words, like the word of the year is now being influenced by things like TikTok and Wordle.
What else would it be influenced by?
Are you a Wordle participant, Daniel?
I do Wordle. I do many old games.
Mm. Are you just like the champion at it? I imagine if anyone's going to nail it, it's going to be you.
It's funny because on our Discord for Because Language, we do have a games channel and I don't always take out the top spot. If somebody gets it in less guesses than I do, then I give them a little crown reaction.
Oh, excellent.
You are the king or queen today.
We are speaking with Daniel Midgley from the Because Language podcast, talking about word of the year. There are many words of the year, it turns out. Let's turn our attention now to Macquarie's word of the year. You mentioned it before, and maybe it shouldn't be a surprise to people. It's teal.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about where this word comes from.
So teal, this was also the Australian National Dictionary Centre's word. They define it as of or relating to an independent political candidate or politician who advocates for greater integrity in Parliament and more action on addressing harmful climate change. We saw lots of smart women who were taking on this teal. And I think that, why was it? Oh, we talked about teal on the show. It was like green, but with a little more blue in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that's, read into that what you will, but
It's slightly green, but not green.
Yeah, not totally in the greens.
Because blue is the Liberal colour,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay, the LNP, yeah.
So it could be a little more LNP, but still green.
It's very confusing. It's a bit of a minefield, really.
Yeah, it can be.
It's just like words kind of do that, I guess. the dictionary editors also chose their runner-up word as truth-telling, and you mentioned before that it's not always one singular word. It can be a double or a hyphenated word or something like that.
That's right.
And it's kind of in the same ballpark, I guess, truth-telling.
They say, with increased discussion of the First Nations voice to Parliament, there is a sharp focus on the need for clear, unembellished truth-telling about our past. But also the People's Choice Award. Did you notice this one?
Yes, I need to talk to you about this, Daniel. How do you feel about Bachelor's Handbag?
I love Bachelor's Handbag. I'm vegetarian and I still love that this came up.
Had you heard this word before or this phrase?
We did. We featured it as a word of the week a couple of weeks ago on an episode. And
it's so good.
It's a chuck in a bag, available at many grocery stores. There's so much social knowledge, like a handbag. We know what a handbag is for.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know that dropping that next to bachelor is a little bit weird. So then you say, what could a bachelor's handbag possibly be? And then that brings in lots of things about cooking and culture and time, and you just grab a bag from the store and there's your meal.
It's also been referred to as like the tradies lunchbox or the tradies handbag, but I think bachelor handbag sort of pinpoints it perfectly. It has become such a culturally recognized word that there was actually artwork inspired by this. There's more context to it, but we spoke to Emma Buswell earlier this year, who was a local artist, and she created this one-to-one ratio beaded handbag, and it was, I'll show you the picture of it, Daniel. It was gorgeous.
Yep.
But yeah, the Bachelor's Handbag lives on in a physical representation now is this piece of artwork. So good.
Bachelor's a funny word, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I know what it means, but I'm sure you can give me far more of a greater understanding.
It's just got all these connotations of eligible but not in a relationship. And there's no, I mean, there is Bachelorette now.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a counterpart to The Bachelor. But it used to be, before Bachelorette, we didn't have it. We had Spinster, which is not something that you wanted to be.
It feels like it's a negative connotation.
You see, dudes get the good words and women sometimes don't. Like, I would never call a guy a Karen. Right?
Sure.
So I've just avoided the Karen usage altogether.
Yeah, I take umbrage to Karen.
Maybe, I do too. Unless you're a person of color pointing out racist behavior, in which case you go, but I'm gonna hold back.
My mom's name's Karen, so like you it's totally irrelevant to me. Before we let you go, Daniel, one final thing that I want to touch on with you is some news in sort of the word world.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this year, Scrabble announced they added 500 words to the official Scrabble dictionary.
Yep.
They included words like vax, V-A-X,
yep,
guac, short for guacamole,
mm-hmm,
inspo, and bay. And I'm finding a pattern here of just words that have been shortened.
Oh.
How do you feel about that?
It's great. You know, every dictionary has to make choices, and the dictionary expands, and people I'm glad that they're updating. I didn't even know about this until you told me about it.
Oh, okay.
So I had no idea. And I'm pretty up to date on the news, but this is good. I can bring this to the show because Ben hates Scrabble, and it'll make him very angry.
I like it. I like it because I'm not very good at Scrabble, though.
Oh, okay. I got dox, as in doxing someone. Spork. What? That wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Vaxxed is interesting because it uses two X's. You know, that's hard to come by on the board. There's only one X.
Yeah, that's rare.
You got to use a blank. Mm. So you got to want it.
And you're going to want to make sure that it's on like a double or a triple at that point. Make it really count.
Precisely.
All right. Daniel Midgley, thank you very much. Tell us what's been happening on the Because Language podcast.
We are having, if you love Words of the Week, Words of the Year, we're having our Because Language Word of the Week of the Year vote right now. All the words that we use for Words of the Week, we scraped them up. We've slapped them on Twitter, slapped them on Facebook. You can vote on them, and I'll report on the results for the Because Language Word of the Week of the Year later on this. It's December now,
it's
isn't it?
It's the first.
This month. So pinch and a punch. So all you have to do is head on to Twitter or Facebook. We are Because Lang Pod. That should be enough. And you just like the words to vote for them, and we'll be reporting on that.
I'll make sure I get my votes in. Daniel Midgley, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Taylor.